Welcome home. I'm your host, Suzanne Bazarko, and I'm so happy you're here. This is our space to explore all things yoga and mindfulness, from morning stretches to meditation before bedtime, from schedules to simplifying home life for more sanity. We will tap into emotions and tackle tasks. Together, we will create the yogic home filled with health, happiness, and sustainable habits. We are here to create a yoga-inspired home and a yoga-inspired life that is organized and energized. Let's get started. Welcome home, Suzanne here. And over the course of the last month, we have been talking all about the yoga practice and mainly about meditation, or that seventh limb of yoga, dhyana. So today I want to incorporate it all the things that we've been talking about, incorporate them into asana, or the main part of yoga that people seem to be familiar with. So the poses, the actual physical practice of yoga is asana. Asana is, again, one of the eight limbs of yoga, but it seems to be the limb that most people are familiar with. But really, we can incorporate all of it into the asana, and we can practice this really powerful, all put together yoga practice. All the yoga things we've been talking about this month all can be used together. And it's really just called yoga, the eight limbs of yoga. It's called yoking it all. It's called united as one practice. And you can do one limb at a time, clearly. We've been talking about that. But you get to decide if you want to perhaps bring it all together. So we've got the pranayama, we've got the meditation or dhyana, and we've got in there, we have the mudras and mantras and chakras and crystals and mala beads and all of these different things that we can do to enhance our practice. So we've really been focusing on this meditation. So started out with pranayama, with the breathing, and then really dove deeply into the meditation practice and using these mudras and mantras and chakras and crystals and mala beads all for this meditation, this seventh limb of yoga. Well, and really there's so many options to feel fit, mind, body, and spirit, but let's take a look at how we can use some of these things that we've been talking about this week in our, like, just that asana practice. So we're going to take a look at one of the most basic poses in an asana practice, and that would be Tadasana, or the mountain pose. Really, it's so simple, yet it's so powerful. It's really one of the most powerful poses because it's so strong and steady, and it's so grounding and mindful, and it's so peaceful and poised. So the ultimate pose it is for root to rise, rooting down, grounding down into the earth with the feet, rising up, elongating all the way up through the crown chakra, placing the hands in Anjali Mudra. Remember, we're pressing the palms together and pressing the fingerprints together, and then bringing those thumbs to the heart center, right at that heart chakra. So see, we're already incorporating our chakras. So the root at the base of the spine, all the way up to the crown chakra, at the crown of the head, and then our mudra. So putting our hands in that Anjali Mudra, standing nice and tall with our hands in Anjali Mudra. And you can close the eyes, or you can soften the gaze downcast, whatever you need to do to really feel sturdy and stable. Then we might consider using Ujjayi Pranayama. So remember, we talked about the pranayama practice and those common styles of pranayama. So Ujjayi is a great one to use in mountain pose. Ujjayi, remember, is this victorious breath. So you're going to breathe in through the nose, and you're going to breathe out through the nose, but you're going to constrict the back of the throat so that it creates that victorious breath. It almost creates a real soothing sound. It sounds like the ocean, but Ujjayi breath has a sound to it. It's super powerful. great breath work to use throughout an asana practice, and mountain pose is a great place to start. So you can also perhaps incorporate a mantra in here, such as, I am brave, I am strong, I am victorious. So really, as you press into the palms, as you hug those thumbs into the chest, as you breathe that ujjayi, powerful, victorious breath, you can repeat over in your mind a mantra that really kind of solidifies the power of the pose. If you feel like adding an object into the practice, you could also grab mala beads or a crystal to connect with. You might want to consider something that connects with the root chakra as we root our feet down into the earth. Remember, we pointed out that black obsidian could be an option, black tourmaline. These pair nicely with the... And so often a pose like mountain pose is really viewed as too easy to be beneficial. But I've got news, even though Tadasana has many, or may seem simple, it has many physical benefits. It really strengthens the legs. It elongates the spine. It promotes balance and ease. This pose, actually, you could switch out if you wanted to and use Sukhasana, is or easy pose, a seated pose. And it's another one that oftentimes is viewed as too easy, no pun intended, since it's called easy pose, but also creates a strong core and it elongates the spine. Way back in the day, I really started out taking yoga classes on a VHS cassette tape in my bedroom with a woman who's a little bit more of a fitness guru than a yoga guru. But anyway, she had a video that was like a Pilates and yoga video. Denise Austin is her name. But I will never forget, my point in bringing this up is talking about the spine and elongating the spine and all that good stuff. She had this phrase and it was, your spine is your lifeline. Keep it supple. Keep it strong. And that really has just stuck with me all throughout these years. I can honestly even hear her saying those words. But it's something that I always come back to in my yoga practice, is just this idea of the importance of the spine. So in some of these poses that seem so simple, like Tadasana or Sukhasana, you really are working on the strength of the spine and elongating the spine. And it just is so super important in staying physically and mentally fit, really. So yeah, so that just was kind of a little way of incorporating all of the things that we've talked about over the course of the last few weeks. And if you've missed previous episodes, go back and listen, because we really tapped into, starting out with pranayama, going into some of the meditation, using different tools to aid in a meditation practice, and really just the value of establishing a really, even just a very simple meditation practice can help you with the frazzled ways that sometimes, things are thrown at us in life, right? Clearly, there's so much more to a yoga practice. Like, we didn't even touch upon the yamas or the niyamas, but, not to get too in-depth, the idea here is really to learn some of the basics so that you can really use them, so that you're not feeling overwhelmed at the end of this podcast and thinking like, where do I even begin? No, I mean, they're short and they're sweet, and it's just, I'm not trying to take away any of the depth of the practice. What I'm trying to do is really pull out the tangible ways that you can start. And like I said, I started my yoga practice with a Denise Austin VHS tape. I don't even know how. I think my mom started so many wonderful things. She had given it to me. So you just never know. But you start learning, you keep layering upon it. You learn what to do, what not to do, the history, the, etiquette of all of it as you keep learning and going through it. So I'm just here to share as I layer upon my knowledge and just the power that it packs and the value that it presents to getting through this wild world that we live in. So see how easy that was to be thoughtful of really, you know, so many of the things within yoga practice. And it's not just about looking at it through the lens of a physical asana practice. Pretty cool, right? As I keep saying, as the summer draws closer and as the thought of all the extra fun stuff added to our days, the days are longer, brighter, we need more energy, extra time with the kids, all those wonderful and sometimes wildly exhausting things. I just want to help you learn about and find the connection to a yoga practice to help you keep calm through it all. Yoga can offer so much inspiration to live a meaningful and fulfilled life. With each episode of the Yogic Home, you are getting the tools to create a yoga-inspired home and live a yoga-inspired life. I encourage you to take what you have learned today and implement it into your home. Please let me know what you have used and how it has worked for you. Connect with me over at Feelings Fitness Family on Instagram and Facebook or via email, Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, at feelingsfitness.com. Head over to the website www.feelingsfitness.com for more resources. I wish for you a yoga-inspired life that feels organized and energized.